Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have Irene calling from El Dorado Hills. Hi, Irene. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Dr. Dahlia? I love your show so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What's going on?
So I took my COVID vaccine, the first one, about a month ago, and ever since I've had numbness and tingling on my face and a little bit more anxiety, and I noticed that my arthritis, like my legs are more stiff. And last week I had a bad episode where that numbness and tingling went all over my body, and then my face started, it felt like it was moving on its own. And then I started crying, but it wasn't me crying. Like, I was tearing. I was crying. Mm-hmm. And then when I felt that I was crying, then I was really crying because I was getting scared of everything that was going on. And so I don't know if that has to do, like, with the vaccine, because it's such a coincidence that, you know, things start happening after I took my first dose.
Right, right. Was it Moderna or Pfizer?
Pfizer.
Okay, and which side of the body did you get the shot on?
Left.
Left side. And which side of your face was numb, or is it both sides?
Mostly on the left, but both sides.
Okay, that's interesting. But this was about 4 weeks after the shot?
The numbness and the tingling on the face was right after the shot. It was like bad, wow. You know, like tiredness. But then as the days went on, it was less and less, but that slight numbness stayed there. And and sometimes a little tingling, you know.
Right, yeah. Right. And did you report it to the VAERS system? You know how they give you a number to text that you're having issues? Did you do that yet?
No, I would just call the advice nurse and to report, you know, what was happening.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember what they said, but when I went to emergency last week when the bad episode happened, mm-hmm. They tested me for all kinds of things, and they said everything looked good, and they don't know, you know, it could be the vaccine, but they're not too sure. They don't know.
Right, right. Did they do a scan of your head?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. Okay. Because obviously we want to make sure you didn't get a stroke, whether it was vaccine related or not. So we always want to make sure that you did good getting seen. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, where you don't want to cry, but you're tearing and you're crying and you're losing. You're not losing that. You don't have that control over that bodily function. And it's a scary time. I mean, you know, it's one of these things where I haven't heard of those side effects per se, but I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where it sucks when doctors are like, well, I don't know. And I hate to say that too. Duh, I don't know. But it, you know, when there was nothing new, no new foods, and they tested you for COVID to see if maybe to make sure you didn't get the virus.
I got tested that day for COVID.
Good.
Because for my job. Yeah.
Good. Good. So, you know, it could have been, if it was a reaction to the vaccine, it could be an allergy to one of the components. It could be your immune system affecting your nerves. Sadly, we don't have really good blood tests to pick up vaccine reactions. The only thing we could do is note, look, something's going on with my nerves because I'm feeling it. It feels like it's moving. I'm not controlling my crying. You're in California. So if you did hesitate on a second shot, are you like, screwed in terms of you can't go in anywhere, or are they, would they give you something saying, look, you had a possible reaction? Because, you know, I'm not your doctor, but obviously you should talk to your doctor before you even consider a second shot, if not avoiding it. Because if this was a reaction to it, I don't know what the next one would do. That it's frightening, you know?
Yeah, it is, because my body was, it felt like it was another body. It was just doing things, you know, that I wasn't in control of.
Right.
It was weird.
Did they suggest you see a neurologist?
No. Actually, after the emergency, 3 days later, I did see the doctor. She didn't really suggest anything. I'm the one that said, can I get tested for my thyroid or my B12? Because she said my B12 looks concerning. Yeah. And so she didn't suggest anything like counseling or anything.
Okay.
I said, can I make an appointment for a counselor? She said, yeah, you know. So it felt like, I don't know, like I'm really not getting any help.
Right. Right. I mean, I love the idea of thyroid testing, B12, checking your electrolytes. You know, whenever somebody has neuritis or neuropathy, we always check B12 levels and stuff. But as long as your blood work is normal, I would probably recommend a neurologist, because if you still have facial numbness, if you still have, now the anxiety and all that, yeah, a therapist could help with that. But if it is, you know, neuropsychoactive reaction to, even if it's not the vaccine, something else, vaccine related or not, we don't want any numbness in the face. We don't want to think there's anything wrong with the nerves. And sometimes there's things they could do to kind of help reverse it. If this is inflammation of your nerves, they might want to do some sort of an anti-inflammatory, like a steroid or something. So again, I have no idea what your situation is, but I would suggest if you're still having symptoms, you've got to get in with a specialist. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for
hanging in there, Irina. Keep us posted. All right. Call back. Let us know, you know, how you're doing. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Take care, Irene. You too. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, things like this are not uncommon. I mean, you know, when you go to the CDC site, you know, they talk about how, you know, there's anaphylaxis, there could be blood clots, Guillain-Barré. Guillain-Barré is what I'm thinking might be a little similar, although Guillain-Barré is a major paralysis, but that's where the nerves get irritated, you know, from the immune system, you know, attacking it. So any sort of neuritis, I always want at least a neurologist involved after we do a scan and make sure there's no stroke or anything like that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you guys are traveling next week. Some of you are actually going to start to travel this weekend. And so there's some storms that are coming. I think there's supposed to be a big one along the East Coast. There's also a storm Midwest. So please watch out and prepare for that. It's supposed to be a lot of snow, a lot of wind, a lot of rain. So kind of keep an eye on that. And, you know, with any sort of travel, I'm never stressed if I already plan to be late. If I plan to be late and I plan there's going to be a day or two delay, or maybe, you know, you miss your flight and coming back, you don't have to go right away to work. You could have a few days. You might want to set that up. But usually I don't do that. Usually I only have a very finite time to get something done. And so if I don't land at 10 p.m. Sunday night, I feel stressed. because I want to be at work by Monday morning or be on air. So my suggestions to you is expect a poop show when you travel this holiday season. Now, why? Well, apparently the TSA is facing the federal vaccine mandate deadline that's supposed to happen Monday. And I'm being told that 40%, I want to verify, that's a high number, 40% of TSA agents have not yet reported their vaccination status. That doesn't mean they're unvaccinated, but the deadline is coming on Monday, and 40% of TSA workers have not reported it. Now, I get it. Sometimes I'm like, all right, I got till Monday. I could upload it Sunday. Mostly, if you're vaccinated, you pretty much get that done before you lose your card. You don't want to lose your card. And so if you're worried that your job's in jeopardy, you upload it quickly. So I'm worried that there are thousands of TSA workers that are going to then be canned if they don't. I think the federal mandate still allows for testing. But if you have some people saying, I'm done, you know what? We're going to hold the line. You guys are forcing us to do this. It's the Monday of Thanksgiving week. We're out. What are you going to do about it? So just be prepared that there's going to be some drama next week. I don't want any drama. I'm sick of the drama. But just, you know, if you're going to be traveling, just keep in mind there's the federal vaccine mandate. Now, OSHA suspended the private vaccine mandate. So what happened yesterday, which nobody covered, nobody talked about, and I'm like, guys, this is like big news. OSHA is not going to enforce Biden's employee mandate, needing any employer that has 100 or more employees to get vaccinated. OSHA's not going to, from now, enforce that. That's not the federal mandate. The federal mandate still goes on, and Monday is the deadline. So those pilots, those TSA agents, they could be out. Now, they're expecting at least, is it 20 million air passengers during Thanksgiving travel period? But this is air passengers. We expect about 60 million at least to be traveling. And the TSA states the deadline will not result in any shortage of airport screeners. The union that represents TSA workers has already publicly pleaded with the Biden administration to delay the mandate until after the holiday season. Now, the TSA is there for our security. So if we are going to be understaffed, and it is global that there's a mandate and that this is going on, where did they think of this? The Monday before Thanksgiving week, where did they come up with that? What do you think somebody who's a terrorist is going to do? I mean, what do you think they're thinking right now? I mean, it is mass chaos holiday weekends, which is why I don't travel. I'm having surgery, so I get to get out of that whole Thanksgiving thing. But if I have family across town, across the country, you know, I might want to see them. And I get wanting to travel on Thanksgiving. You have 4 days off if you're currently not working. Or if you're currently working, one of the very few that's out there working. It's going to be a zoo. It's going to be a mess. And so there's going to be long lines, and you need your TSA at its strongest. You don't need it at its weakest in terms of numbers. So this is an absolute cluster. Now, you guys about to travel, you need to think about some things. All right. How many of you guys lose your keys, or you lose your medication, or you lose pieces of paper? I have lost my COVID card twice, and luckily I found it. Okay. So the cat sometimes picks it up, the dog. I have it in a safe. But what happens if you lose your COVID vaccine card? Have you already taken pictures of it? Have you uploaded it? You know, just plan for what if you lose your, if you're going to be traveling. I mean, you make sure that vaccine card, I stick mine in my bra. I mean, I know the card's like this, but, you know, with double D's, it fits. But I don't want to lose it. I don't want it on a, I mean, if I have to evacuate a plane, I don't care about my driver's license. I don't care about my credit card that's already maxed to the gill. I care about the COVID vaccine card because I want to be able to go and see the Raiders if I want to. I mean, this is how ridiculous things are right now. So make sure you take a picture. Even if you take a picture, email it to yourself. Send it to a couple different sources. You can't put on Facebook because, remember, they said don't be putting your COVID card on Facebook because people can replicate it, even though there's fake cards all over the place. But make sure you have multiple digital copies of that card. Don't laminate the card because boosters are coming, and boosters are going to be mandated. So if you laminate it, then they have to tear through the lamination, and it's just, you know, well, my card already has stuff spilled on it and cat teeth marks. My card looks ridiculous. But did you guys know that there are vaccination certificates through the CDC, through the vaccination reporting systems? Now, some of us, we got the vaccine, and it was so chaotic that I don't know if it ever got, like, reported. It got written down early on. But some of us might have, and I'm going to check to see if mine is on here. There should be a VAMS proof of vaccine that we could access. Interestingly, in the beginning, people didn't want the government knowing, you know, if you got the vaccine or not, because you didn't want to be tracked. Well, you know, with the millions now having it, and now you being prevented, that's how they make sure people, you know, let them know, because they want to be able to, if they lose the card, access it. So look up, it's called VAMS, the Vaccine Reporting Systems. Look that up to see if you ever are stuck in a foreign country or in another city and they won't let you back without showing proof of your vaccine card, and they won't take your phone picture. They want to see the actual card. You know, I had to pre-register for surgery. I had to bring the actual card. It wasn't that. That's why I was panicked to come find it, right? I found it. They won't take a picture a lot of places. So protect that sucker. Now, your medications. How many of you have just enough medications to last you till December 1st? Okay, that's already a bad move. Go and get your vaccination. Go and get your refills of your medications now. If there's going to be long lines of pharmacies, if there's supply shortage, if there's medication shortages, you need to make sure you don't run out of your medications. So any of you thinking you are good till December 1st, you're probably not. So make sure if you need a refill, get that now. Whenever you do travel with medication, separate it. All right, put half of your medication in your suitcase, half with you on your carry-on. Because if you lose one or the other for a long weekend, you could be screwed. And then trying to call your doctor when you land on a Wednesday night at midnight, late, and there's nobody answering the phone, your only luck is going to be telemedicine or being without your medicines. And some of your medicines might not even be able to be called over state line. So what I would recommend is, look, you want to see your family, do it. I think that's fantastic. Fauci even says, look, if you're vaccinated, that's good. If you're vaccinated, you'll be safe. You'll be fine. He feels good about it, which, by the way, Anthony Fauci has said, we are seeing an uptick in vaccinated people in the hospitals. Remember I told you the majority of people in the hospitals are unvaccinated, but was it a 51-49 split? Was it a 99-1% split? Fauci has noted that, yes, we are seeing hospitalizations of vaccinated people. So for those of you that are like, look, whew, I'm vaccinated, but I don't want to get COVID. You're going to be in an airport, a crowded airport. Maybe don't have the half-assed mask. I don't even know where my mask is. Maybe get an N95 respirator. Maybe try to, you know, stay away from other people. Realize on a plane, even if they're wearing masks, stuff is still breathing out the mask. If you are really deathly afraid of COVID, I probably wouldn't advise traveling. Not if you're going to be stuck and possibly having to sleep at an airport. I just don't trust flight cancellations. I don't trust, you know, if all the pilots are going to be there. And people are getting sick. We're seeing flu now. We're seeing COVID cases. If we're understaffed now and we've had all these flight cancellations, how do we not know that there's not going to be cancellations next week? So, listen, if you guys, you know, aren't currently working and it doesn't matter, you could camp out at grandma's, I think that's one of the best scenarios where then, you know what, I'll just then put off the flight since after. But if you're like me, where you got a finite time and you got to get in and get out, be prepared that there's going to be some drama or some delays or some flight cancellations or something. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial will enter a third day of deliberations Thursday. Another misstep by prosecutors has the defense team once again asking for a mistrial. At issue Wednesday was a piece of drone video that prosecutors showed the jury during closing arguments. It gave a poor quality to the defense team only after they rested their side of the trial. Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request, but called the media's coverage of the trial frightening.
When I talked about problems with the media when this trial started, we were there in part because of grossly irresponsible handling of what comes out of this trial. The people should be able to see what's going on, but when they see what's being done, it's really quite frightening.
Florida passed 4 bills on Wednesday that protects workers who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine for their body. Once Governor DeSantis signs the bill, Florida will become the first state that fines companies that require a COVID-19 vaccine as a condition of employment. USA Radio News. President Biden was in Michigan to tout the bipartisan infrastructure law that has new money for projects around the country.
President Biden stopped in Michigan to again talk up the newly signed infrastructure bill, paying a visit to a GM electric vehicles plant in Detroit and getting to test drive a new electric Hummer. He also spoke on the benefits that he says that bipartisan infrastructure legislation will provide, including electric vehicle charging stations and more affordable internet for lots of Americans who have difficulty just getting connected right now.
No parent should have to do what a lot of you did, and they did in my state and all over America. Should ever have to sit in a parking lot of a fast food restaurant again, just so their child can use the internet.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The farm equipment manufacturer John Deere strike has ended. UAW union employees approved the company's latest contract offer, 61% to 39% last night. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, every presidency, the public starts to challenge their mental health and their physical health. I mean, look at what everybody said about Trump. They worried he was a narcissist. They thought that he had extremes and he was going to hit the button and drop the nuclear football or whatever. And then, again, people were concerned about Bush and, I mean, everybody. I remember Ronald Reagan. I was a kid. And I remember somebody, gosh, I don't know how, I didn't really watch a lot of grown-up TV in the 80s, but I remember there was somebody showing Ronald Reagan signatures, although I might have been in high school by then because he was president from 80 to 88. But it showed President Reagan's signatures and how year one it was really crisp, and by year eight it was really kind of, you know, messy. So they were saying, you see, that was a sign he had dementia, whatever. And then later we found out that he ended up getting Alzheimer's, etc. And so it's nothing new. Everybody always accuses a president of having mental health issues, etc. It just happens. Everybody, you know, because again, if there was going to be any sort of successful removal of a president, the only way to do it is legally do it is by challenging their health. But as a doctor, I want to be honest, you know, it doesn't matter where we stand politically. It is concerning what we see with President Biden. And I told you guys this about a year ago. I said, look, politics aside, if he needs help, he should get help. You know, with dementia, sometimes it's too late, you know, but you know, sometimes early on interventions can help. Now, I don't know if he has dementia. I don't know, but I tell you, I worry when I see him stammer. I worry when he's like, wait a second, I'm a doctor. I've seen it. You've seen it. You know, he's aging. He's has some lack of some of his cognitive skill that he didn't when he was younger. I mean, look, he's been in politics for 4 decades. We know, we see the difference. I mean, you know, it's nothing critical. Critical in terms of us criticizing him. You know, it's not yellow journalism. I mean, yeah, he's not as sprucey and spry and tight as he was in his speech years ago. But not only do Americans notice it, but Putin obviously notices it. I mean, our enemies, these other countries, notice it. And what is America going to do about it? Well, people go, oh, well, the Republicans want to remove him. The Republicans want to remove him. Not exactly. You're not hearing that many calls for that. As a doctor, based on what I see with President Biden, I would have expected more calls for it. But you don't, because they don't want Kamala Harris. You keep hearing people go, Kamala's going to be worse. I don't know if Kamala's going to be worse. I don't know. I think, again, once she lost the primary, I thought she was going to go far. But when she lost the primary, I'm like, okay, well, I guess maybe she's not like that much. You know, or maybe she doesn't have the CV, or she doesn't have the ability to you know, do the job, or, you know, she doesn't have the credentials, she doesn't have the experience. And then when you're vice president, you never really get to do much. I mean, they put her in charge of the border. But see, here's the one thing. In Kamala Harris's defense, I worked for a company where they put me in charge of something. And I'm like, okay, fantastic, I got this. And then my feathers got clipped. They were like, no, but you got to do it our way. I'm like, no, wait a second. If you want me to do something and fix something, I could fix it. I could do it without costing any money, without affecting any other staff, without, let me fix it. No, because if you fix it too much, we look bad. So in Kamala Harris's defense, whether she knows what she's doing or not, I do believe that when they gave her the border, there might have also been instructions. And if they told her not to go down, I mean, we'll only find out in a memoir, of course. Now, I mean, if that was on her own, going, oh, I don't want to go down, that's a big mistake. Because whenever you're in charge of something, you get into the thick of it. So, but I'm not surprised that she was told to do something. They go, but don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't bring up the wall, was she really in charge? So, I see things both sides, so I get it. Now, America doesn't get to always speak and get heard, but this one poll took the temperature of Americans, and apparently this poll, published by Politico, 46% feel Biden is mentally fit. 48% don't. Now, this is a huge drop from last October. In fact, when they asked about Biden being in good health, 50% disagreed. 46% of respondents think Biden's mentally fit, 48% don't. Pollsters also found that 34% of voters agree that Biden, who is 78 years old and the oldest president, is energetic. 37% said he's a clear communicator. Now, what's the 37% smoking? Listen, you could love Joe Biden and feel he's one of the best presidents, but you got to call it. You know, I just like people who supported Trump, you know, his tweets leave a lot to be desired. I personally think Trump's tweets were a distraction, but I don't think it was appropriate. I don't think it was appropriate for a president to say those things. So same with Biden. If you support Biden, you got to be able to say, look, guys, yeah, he's stammering. He's having issues. You don't fall asleep at a climate change meeting when you're supposed to be representing America for climate change. I get that. It's boring. But you got to look spry. You can't look like you're taking your midday nap. And mind you, I've fallen asleep. I mean, during 36-hour shifts. But if it's something where a camera's on me, when you have a camera on you, you know. It's like a needle being poked into you. When there's a, you just always know until that camera's off. Like, you know, if you guys ever touch something and you think you touched something dirty, like a dirty handle, and you just always kind of know that you can't use this hand until you wash it. That's kind of what, you know, I think he should have. Biden's job approval rating fell to a record low of 41%. A new political morning consult poll was conducted November 13th to 15th, had a margin of error of 2 percentage points. It only had about 2,000 registered voters. But the fact that they're worried about his health and his mental health, this is more than what I've seen with any other president. I mean, I get that people didn't like Trump. But did he really have cognitive, did he have memory issues? You know, did he have difficulty getting through a statement? I don't want our president to be unhealthy. I don't want to see Biden fail. When you're an American, it doesn't matter what political side you're on. You want success. America comes first. America always comes first, beyond Republican, Democrat, even though nowadays people are like, I'd rather a Republican or Democrat completely screw things up so they never get vote. That doesn't happen that way. It doesn't matter how bad a president is. Somebody from that political party will always come back. We will always have Democrats in office. We'll always have Republicans in office until they get rid of the whole Republican-Democrat thing. Not to be debated now. If people don't want Kamala Harris, then they're not going to be asking for Biden to remove himself. The problem is Biden sadly makes a fool of himself. And with America, we need to look very, very strong. It's a really, really scary time right now. And so when you see him up at the podium going, what am I supposed to do? Wait, I'm lost. A president should never be lost. I mean, a president, like, you know, with other countries, presidents were people in the military. You just don't get confused. You don't show you're confused. You never show you're confused. I mean, unless, of course, you're in a debate going, okay, your argument confuses me because X, Y, and Z. But you have to show how crisp you are. He doesn't look crisp. He also doesn't look like he's running things. He'll be up there saying, okay, wait, they won't allow me to talk to reporters, or they won't allow me to do this, or I can't. Who's in charge? You're in charge. I mean, Trump would come up there, and again, I'm not trying to compare him to Trump. It's a whole different style. But he's like, all right, you know what? Who's next? Just throw it at me. So, you know, Americans are trying to tell us, it's not a big sample size, that they're worried. And I just hope somebody is treating him for his cognitive deficits or trying to stave it off. But he looks like within 11 months, he's rapidly deteriorating. And that scares me. He's a doctor. 1-877 and American. 1-877-DOCTOR.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 702- 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is moving forward in terms of businesses and hospitals. As businesses and hospitals undergo their, shall we say, push to instill vaccine mandates, Governor DeSantis is now going to be one of the first states to fine businesses over the mandates. This is a move welcomed by many, criticized by many as well. In a fast-moving three-day special session, criticized by Democrats as political theater, according to CNN, the Republican-controlled state legislature on Wednesday handed DeSantis firepower to pressure businesses and hospitals to not force their workers to get a COVID vaccine, going along with what President Joe Biden wanted done. As we told you earlier, yesterday OSHA has suspended their enforcement of a private business vaccine mandate because it's in court, it's in litigation, and they're going to wait and see how the litigation pans out. But the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals had reaffirmed their stay, saying OSHA cannot overstep their bounds, would be acting inappropriately if they did, and OSHA, therefore, is not moving forward with the mandate. So that was a big blow to COVID mandates. So now in Florida House and Senate has passed a package of four bills protecting workers who don't want to get stuck and injected. Once signed by DeSantis, which is supposed to come in the coming days, Florida will be the first state with a law imposing fines on companies that require COVID-19 vaccination as a condition of employment. Now, the Biden administration had said with OSHA's deputization and authority that it would supersede any state laws. But now that OSHA can't enforce it because it's in litigation and the courts are saying, no, this is unconstitutional, Florida and other states will then hopefully be able to protect their workers if that's how they want to protect their workers. Again, I think vaccination should be voluntary. DeSantis is a first-term governor, and he is a huge, huge contender for the presidential race if Trump doesn't run. If Trump does win, then obviously everybody's going to probably take a step back because Trump probably has the biggest chance of winning. He says, I look forward to signing legislation that will protect their jobs and the jobs of all Floridians who are facing unjust termination due to heavy-handed mandates. So how far the package is going to go, I don't know. But right now, he has called for a blanket ban on vaccine mandates and vowed punitive penalties, threatening to pull state protections against coronavirus-related lawsuits from companies that adhere to Biden's mandate. So if you get a side effect or you get hurt from the vaccine, you can't sue because Biden's mandate is supposed to protect and not allow any lawsuits. Well, if you're, from a ban on mandates, businesses can require vaccination as a condition of employment if workers are allowed to opt out through medical or religious exemption, proof of natural immunity, or by submitting to regular testing. The measure, one of four vaccine-related bills approved in the span of a few hours, I mean, it was kind of a slam dunk, passed the Florida House. So, businesses should be able to allow, if somebody has natural immunity, if they can't ban a company from causing a ban, I know it's like a double negative, then a measure of one of the bills is let somebody show proof of natural immunity. I mean, why is that an issue? Or let them get religious exemption or medical exemption. So this is tough. This is tough. Employers are in between a rock and a hard place. I told you employers could still technically be sued unless, unless the president protects them. Because if you mandate somebody to get a vaccine and they have a horrible reaction or they die, and the person didn't want to do it and they felt forced, there could be some huge liability later. And the your Civil Rights Act is supposed to protect you, the ADA. If you suffer a medical condition and they force you to do something without accommodating, letting you not with medical exemption, then they're violating the ADA. On the flip side, an employer could be sued because employees are like, I want a vaccine mandate and you didn't. And I got COVID at work. So now I'm suing. So employers are damned if they do, damned if they don't. And I don't see how legally that could stand where if an employer doesn't mandate. An employer says, look, we'd like you all vaccinated. But if they don't mandate it, could they be at risk for liability? So we'll see what happens with that. Now, with Thanksgiving coming, there's always, I guess, a turkey that needs to be pardoned, or I guess two turkeys. So the White House has tweeted a video introducing the two turkeys that they are going to pardon. They're Indiana-raised. And he is continuing the decades-old tradition of pardoning turkeys. This began with George H.W. Bush, who pardoned a bird at the White House in 1989. But he called them, one turkey is peanut butter, the other turkey is jelly. Now, I think that's very, very cute, but people are now making fun of Biden because they're saying that's what we're going to be having for Thanksgiving this year. A frozen 15-pound turkey is going to cost $21.50, up 27% from $16.95 price tag. I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing even more expensive turkeys than that. So when he says he has peanut butter and jelly, and you see them in a hotel room, you see the bed, they're in the Willard Hotel, you see these beautiful plush beds, they're running around going, what the heck are we doing? And they're peanut butter and jelly. They're going to be pardoned, so they are not going to have to be killed. Gosh, they're beautiful birds, man. So they're not going to have to be killed to be eaten for turkey. But inflation has soared 6.2%, its highest point since November 1990. This has led to increases in the cost of essentials for Americans, such as food, gas, furniture. So the cost of living, Biden said it was market manipulation and supply chain crises and shortages. And, I mean, I everybody's right in that. I mean, you know, you think something's going to cost more, so there's going to be demand. Those people that got screwed over during COVID are going to try to make whatever money they can. I wouldn't be surprised if there was market manipulation. But then on the flip side, you know, they're trying to survive from what happened in this past year or two where they're not able to make the money they used to. You know, this was only supposed to be 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Here we are going into year two. This is not good. So, yeah, prices are going to go up. And, you know, and then adding mandates. And you know, it's just a mess. Wine's going up. Bread's going up. Carrots going up. Potatoes. Pumpkin pie. So, yeah, things are going up. So peanut butter and jelly might be what some of us are having. I'm going to have had a surgery, so I don't really know if I'm going to be eating a lot of turkey, but I love dark meat. Macy's has asked corporate staff to volunteer. People are kind of scrambling to get staff for department stores. And so Macy's has asked corporate staff to volunteer for shifts in department stores. They are expecting a huge, you know, Black Friday sale. And the company says it's a valuable opportunity to interact directly with customers. They are racing to fill 76,000 positions in its stores. They're going to start a $15 starting wage. And the retail industry has over a million positions it's trying to fill by next week. So they are going to pull staff from corporate, the suits, and have them, I think they're going to call them Experience Elevation Elves. That's according to the Washington Post. And so while people are dealing with labor issues, they need all hands on deck. And, you know, absolutely. I mean, you know, me as a physician, when, you know, we were short-staffed during flu season, I would file, I'd answer phones. You do what has to be done. So I get that. But it's just another sign that people are scrambling. It's a very desperate time. Macy's corporate staff are being encouraged to volunteer for up to 3 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. shifts. And they're hoping to kind of relieve some of the financial stress on Black Friday deals. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.